Shabbos Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, 8-6. Again, more requisite amounts for one to be liable for Hotzah on Shabbos. And although it can get a bit tedious here, as we have lots of lists here, and it's, you know, not that interesting, perhaps, it certainly is interesting to see how they lived back then, and this really gives us a window into that. In any case, here we go. We start with the etzem, a bone, an animal bone. So animal bones, what are they useful for? They would convert them into spoons, like ladles. So etzem k'dilaso tarvad, a bone, if it's big enough to make like a measuring spoon or a ladle out of it, so then you would save it, and that'll be fine. In case you're wondering about tumah and tahara, there's obviously a lot of things I could talk about here, and I don't want to talk about any of them, but just FYI, a bone only conveys tumah if there's flesh with it, but a perfectly dried out bone doesn't convey tumah, even if the bone is from a nevela, etc. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, k'dei la'asos me'anu chaf. Rabbi Yehuda once again is a machmer. He says you could find uses for smaller bits of this material. In case of bone, he says you can make a chaf with it. A chaf, some in the pshat is like a tine and a key, like the little, like a tooth of the key, so like a key that goes into a lock. Others learn it's like the tooth, if you will, that's inside the cylinder of the lock, so it's a catch. Whatever the case is, the point is bone is useful for those purposes, says Rabbi Yehuda. But Allah, again, not like him, like Tanakama, it's enough to make a ladle. Zechuchis. Zechuchis is glass. What's glass used for? So an industrial use for glass is very sharp, as you know, and actually very hard also. And therefore, it's great for, it's like a carving tool. So zechuchis, a piece of glass that's big enough, kadei legror bo rosha karkar. If it's a big enough piece of glass, you could use it to sharpen like the weaver's pick. The weaver has this little tool, the karkar, that's used to sort of separate the very narrow and dense warp threads that are going in the loom. So if they get crossed or knotted, whatever the story is, he wants a very kind of fine point to adjust things. So he needs a very sharp tool to sharpen his fine point. Nothing better than a nice piece of broken glass for that. So if the glass is big enough to do the sharpening of the karkar, it's useful to save. Tsror or Evan, as for rocks, I'm not sure, to be honest, the difference between a tsror and an evan exactly. Normally, tsror is, I think, smaller than an evan, but here, obviously, it's the same, so I'm not exactly sure. But how big of a rock is useful? K'dei lizrok ba'of, says the Tanakama. If it's big enough to throw at a bird, to chase it away. We're not killing the bird here. We're just scaring the bird away because it's bothering you. So get rid of the pigeons with the rock. Then if that rock is big enough, you would save it as the bird chaser, and therefore you'd be liable for transferring it on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov disagrees, and he holds that you don't need rocks to scare away birds. Birds are scaredy cats. You can just go boo and they'll fly away. And therefore, you need a rock that's bigger for something more useful. What's that? Kadei lizrok bavehema, to chase away an actual animal. You got someone's cows in your backyard. You want to get rid of it. You got to throw a rock at the cow to get it to move away. It's a bigger stone that you would need. Again, halacha is like the Tanakama, that you, even a bird's sized stone is enough.